always a concern whenever somebody comes in who doesn't quite know the organization, because any new job in any new organization requires a certain learning curve. But what this guy has done, though, is to spend a large part of his career learning how to learn quickly about organizations. His consulting career has, in large part, been diagnostic, and so he's a quick study and knows how to learn quickly what it is he needs to know. And what's really important, I think, for this job right now, in fact, is not so much here's how everything works and here's where the bodies are buried, but a sense of how to bring both fresh ideas and fresh instincts into the process of managing the federal government. That's what we both and most need, I think, at this point. We really have a situation now where it's not quite a clean slate, but it's very clear that we have a whole fresh new collection of problems. And so we're going to need the fresh insights as much as we need anything at this point.
And one person was telling me that I ought to not worry about that so much, because this is almost an opportunity to take fresh looks at things and not sort of fall into those old modes of how we've always done business.
Exactly. If you ask yourself, well, what experience do we have in, for example, having the federal government manage decisions about two big car companies, about restructuring the banking system, rethinking international finance, and running an $800 billion stimulus program? Well, nobody knows how to do that. And so the ability to be able to step in with a really fresh slate and some fresh ideas is what we're going to be most needing to make sure that we handle those tough problems.
What are some of the challenges, and we've talked about this some before when we've had you on, but what are some of the challenges in this chief performance officer and measuring performance in government, of course, is always such a nuanced task because you don't have that simple profit loss. It's a much more complex activity, and you talk about this in your book.
Well, it is really tough, and as I explain in my book, The Next Government of the United States, the challenges in part are that a large part of what he's going to be responsible for is getting leverage over a process where the federal government has responsibility for programs but doesn't actually manage them. In fact, if you look at the $800 billion stimulus program, the most fascinating thing about it is that the federal government itself isn't actually doing very much of it. Almost all the money's going out to state and local governments and private contractors, whole collection of others out there who are going to be in charge of actually spending the money. And so the job is figuring out how you get leverage over this complex system that you don't actually control. That's a huge, huge, huge issue. A second big problem that he's going to have to face is trying to look at what the next generation of performance management ought to look like. We had reinventing government under the Clinton administration. We had the performance assessment rating tool under the Bush administration and the president's management agenda as well. The question now is, what is it that the Bush administration is going to hand off now to the Obama team, and what is Team Obama going to do to create its own performance system? And so far we have some glimmers of that. We know that it's going to be based on transparency, but we don't really know exactly what that means. And so a prime goal is and is going to have to be trying to define what transparency means and how the administration is going to use it to try to improve the administration of governmental programs.
And at least so far, transparency seems to be a little bit of a Rorschach test for people. Everyone seems to hear the word transparency, and it implies just a little bit different things to them.
That's exactly right. I know only two things about this transparency notion. One is that as we look across the enormous complex of governmental programs, the best approach for ensuring better accountability is transparency. And the second thing is nobody knows what that means.
Right.
Everybody looks at transparency a bit differently. Everybody understands it to mean different things. And while on the one hand we can agree that this is the way in which government will have to work, nobody knows exactly what it means to say that. And so the big challenge right now is trying to operationalize it, if you will, to try to figure out how we're going to move from the efforts to try to force agencies to measure performance, which was the focus of the Bush administration, now to using transparency as a foundation for accountability in a way that we have multiplied the number of programs, multiplied the amount of money, but put on the table a process that nobody fully understands.
And I think that one of the, and it's always fascinating, government performance, how each successive administration really builds on their predecessor, the work that their predecessor has done, because each administration tries to sort of get their hands around how you measure performance and how you actually ensure that performance in government programs happens. And so there were elements of transparency in the Bush administration, trying to get the scorecards out there and make those public. This feels like a whole nother a facet of that, transparency 2.0, if we want to just make ourselves nauseous.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. And if you look back into history, the first thing that the Bush administration did in coming in was to shut down the reinventing government office that the Clinton administration had had. The Obama administration hasn't done anything quite so draconian, but it's clear that they wanted to put a brand new, fresh stamp on the whole performance process. They're putting their bets on transparency. Everybody says, wow, that's just the right thing, but now they've got to try to figure out what that means. And that's the challenge of trying to do it with so many moving pieces going on at exactly the same time, from the bank bailout to the car business to the problem of trying to figure out how to monitor on recovery.gov the $800 billion the federal government's putting out. So that is the big challenge that they face.
And I was at a session last week where they were talking about transparency in relation to this bailout, to the stimulus program. And there's a lot of feds who are really nervous. One of the most fascinating parts of that conversation was the auditors are who get a lot of money and a lot of authority under this to make sure that things are going. But they're really nervous as well because this transparency is all new to them, so people are going to be second guessing their work. But there's also they have to do this while the plane is literally flying, while the money is going out the door. They have to be checking it at that same time. So it's a whole new ball game for the oversight community as well.
It surely is. It's the equivalent of trying to gas up a car while it's roaring down the highway at 70 miles an hour. And the two challenges really are, first, there's a sense in which this new movement toward transparency is using information in a different way. It's putting a lot of information out there and asking people in a kind of interconnected Web 2.0 way to make sense of what it is that this information means. You just dump it out there and allow the community and especially the Internet to sort out the meaning. And that's a very different kind of thing than the old-style approaches, old being 2 or 3 years ago,
right,
to performance.
those antiquated, you know, 2003.
Just ages ago. It used to be that we'd think about performance as a top-down kind of process, where CityStat and CompStat and the PART process and the Bush administration all was very much of a top-down process of telling agencies what kind of information they had to collect. What we don't know is how the world is going to actually use this bottom-up process, and for everyone from auditors to reporters to people in federal agencies to ordinary citizens, very unclear exactly what this means and how it's going to work. The other thing that is a big risk is that when you start putting all this information out, you run the risk that it makes federal managers run around with targets on their back, that makes it possible for individuals to pull out individual anecdotes, whether they are or are not characteristic of the rest of the program, and then try to make hay out of the stories. We saw what happened when a couple of auto executives flew to Washington private jets and the kind of legs that story got. Who knows what individuals will find when you start putting all this information out about what's happening with federal cash now. And there's really a risk of sensationalizing individual pieces that may or may not be characteristic of the rest of the bargain.